This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
Cool. So where have you come from for this hui?
Taupō.
Yeah. And are you in a group up there?
Yep. Extreme is the name. And yeah, come up with five others. Or four, sorry.
And what... So is your group in school group or out of school group or just a general?
Just in general, eh? Just meet between 4 and 6, or from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Easy going, a lot of support.
Yeah.
Just need more people.
Yeah. And what's Taupō been like with, you know, queer and trans and coming out and...
There's not so much trans, there's quite a lot of gay people, because I was in the, me and one of the other boys was in the paper for coming out about it, and it wasn't until we went to a concert later that week that over 25 chicks came up to me and were like, whoa, I'm surprised about the article in the paper, you know, but they're still in the closet and don't really want to come out about it. Which was a bit sad.
Yeah. What do you think, what makes it kind of hard to come out?
The fear, I suppose, about how your mum and dad are going to react, or if you're still going to have the friends, or if they're going to leave your side, or, yeah.
And did you struggle with any of that stuff?
No, not really. I come out when I was about 12.
Whoa, what did you say?
Told my mum and dad, mum, I liked the school at school, and my dad didn't really like it. He still doesn't like it very much, being a daddy's girl, but he's still okay with it, just doesn't like the whole kissy thing and stuff in front of him. Yeah, I didn't find it hard at all. Some of my family don't like it, but quite frankly, I really don't care what they think. They're not the ones that's going to be... my partner, they're not the ones that's going to have kids with me. They're not the ones that love me in that way. Not that I know of. So, yeah.
Joy, so what would you say to someone in Taupō and, you know, scared to come out? Or
don't be afraid of who you are, really. If you're gay, if you're straight, if you're bi, if you're lesbian, if you're... anything, who cares what people say or think about you? If the outcome of it is bad, so what? We just have to face that, because they're going to find out sometime. And the way your parents should find out is from the horse's mouth, not, you know, your friend or, you know, your daughter's a lesbian. Not through someone else, through yourself. And, yeah, just live it up while you can.
Yeah. So have you ever had negative reactions?
Yep, when I was at college, don't go by her because she's lesbian, she's going to rape you, that's what they're all about. And those same people that teased me at school because of my sexuality are now struggling with their own. And I've always believed that people that pick on other people about their sexuality... confused about their own sexuality, and I always believe that, because they're either jealous about something or they want to go out with you because, you know, they might be hooking up with another guy, and this guy comes down and gets jealous because they're holding hands or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. And what have been some real positive things? Like, you're real proud of who you are and everything? And
oh, bloody oath, I'm proud, and I always will be. Right through till I get put in a casket. I don't really want to think about that yet. But I guess the easiest part for me will be when I have kids, I'll understand if they turn out like me. I'm not going to, you know, disown them. I'm not going to love them any less. Or just, yeah, they'll still be my heart.
So what message would you give... I guess, straight parents or straight teachers or other students about, you know, young people that are takatāpui or queer or gay, lesbian, whatever? What's important for them to know?
Just I guess you should just, they should really understand on what teenagers these days are feeling, especially if they're gay, it's stressful enough, you know, crying and then yelling at yourself like, oh, how do I tell them, how do I, you know, how do I do this, how do I do that, and you just try to understand and just think of it as if you were gay, or if you, you know, just see this chick walking down the street and, oh, got a nice ass or something. I mean, what would you do if that was you? You know, you wouldn't, yeah. And you should love your kids for who they are, not what they're going to do in their life. I mean, because the next day they might top themselves because of the reaction you gave them. And if that happens, well, you're going to regret it. You'd rather them be gay, lesbian or bi or whatever, than having to bury your own child.
So do you know any instances of young people have taken their lives? Or?
Yep. My friend, he told his parents when he was about 16 that he had this fancy for this guy. He was a drag and just fell in love with him instantly. Told his mum, "Mum, I'm gay. If you don't like it, then yeah." Told his dad. His dad disowned him straight away and they both kicked him out of home, both of his parents. And yeah, he just took off and jumped the bridge and took his own life. There's heaps more, but yeah.
But you've had a pretty good experience of coming out and everything?
Yeah, I've had pretty good experience. I just told mum and dad. My mum said, okay, she was a bit hemming and hawing about it. Dad doesn't like it very much, but it wasn't that hard for me because I don't really care what other people think about me, and I never will.
Cool, and how are you finding the hui so far?
It's good, eh? It's got a mean party tonight, but we couldn't have a couple boxes. Have to get up and have sing-along, and yeah, be pretty cool. Go sing some songs.
Cool, thanks heaps for talking to us.
Sweet as.
Choice. This audio was brought to you by Out There. For more information, visit www.outthere.org.nz.